Updated weather. Winter weather advisory. Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good morning. 01:00. Cloudy. 17 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good morning. 02:00. Cloudy. 16 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good morning. 03:00. Cloudy. 17 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good morning. 04:00. Cloudy. 18 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good morning. 05:00. Cloudy. 18 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Winter weather advisory. Special weather statement. Winter weather advisory. Special weather statement. Good morning. 06:00. Cloudy. 18 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Special weather statement. Winter weather advisory. Special weather statement. Winter weather advisory. Special weather statement. Good morning. 07:00. Cloudy. 16 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Special weather statement. Winter weather advisory. Special weather statement. Winter weather advisory. Special weather statement. Good morning. 08:00. Cloudy. 14 degrees. winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 14 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Winter weather advisory. Special weather statement. Winter weather advisory. Special weather statement. Good morning. 1000 hours. Cloudy. 14 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Special weather statement. Winter weather advisory. Special weather statement. Winter weather advisory. Special weather statement. Good morning. 1100 hours. Cloudy. 14 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Special weather statement. Winter weather advisory. Special weather statement. Winter weather advisory. Special weather statement. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 17 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 18 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 18 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees. Winter Weather Advisory. Winter Weather Advisory. Winter Weather Advisory. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 13 degrees.
KZ8YVF Mobile.
Sounds like a bull thing. Either that or they gotta melt the ice off the antenna first. KCYVF, KCVOA.
KC8YVF Mobile. Couldn't get my mic working here. Kept keying up, but on its own. My mic was partially out of the socket, I guess. I reseated it and it's back working, so. Boy, it's a cold one out here.
Yeah, I scraped the driveway off a couple times today, and last time I went out there, I scraped some of it, I scraped some down, and the wind started blowing hard enough, I said, oh, the heck with it. Done for today. It's too cold.
Well, I went out at 6 o'clock this morning and shoveled and cleaned the cars off because the wife had to go out to my daughter's house. So I had to leave at 6:30 to go watch the kids. Son-in-law was still out plowing, and the daughter had to go to work, so I've been up for a while.
Yeah, at least I don't think it was blowing as hard this morning. At least wasn't when I shoveled this morning, it wasn't blowing as hard. Not like it is now.
No, it was blowing it was blowing pretty good this morning, but not like now. I'm not even going to touch the driveway when I get home. I'm going to walk in the house where it's warm and close the door behind me, and that's about as far as I'm going to go. So, busy work day. Still working on a project. I think the boss was gone today, but I was busy as far as that. But not sure. Got net tonight, and I got to start looking for things for winter field day. I got the network working, make sure that was working okay, but I got to start my generator. I've got to do make sure I got enough coax, and looking at the temperature, depending on the winds, I hope we don't have any winds. High temperature is supposed to be like 8 degrees.
Yep, it's supposed to be pretty cold. It's supposed to be pretty cold out. It, takes the fun out of it.
Yeah, that first 2 hours getting there, getting those antennas putting up, it's not going to be fun. But I did get the confirmation from Dave that we're going to have a CW station, so it's going to start out as a 5i with two sidebands, two digitals, and a CW. So Dave didn't sell it. Say if he was setting up his own antenna or what he was doing. He didn't say anything about it. So I don't know if he's going to utilize mine or bring his own. That one I don't know. We'll touch base Thursday night's Aries training for those that come out in this mess. We'll touch base, see what everybody's doing.
Oh, very good. Very good. Well, it'll all work out. So hopefully Dave's able to come and enjoy himself and maybe you get a break. So maybe it ends up being a four-eye.
Yep, we'll find out. Doesn't matter to me. Like I said, I'll have an antenna up and I'm just, like I said, I'm just hoping we don't have the winds. If I put it where I want to put it this year, I'm going to bring just one cinder block to hold the end of the antenna, and I'm not going to have anything, or I didn't plan to have anything to hold the mast up specifically, any guidelines, but if we're going to have winds, I'm going to have to, I've got guidelines to just figure out how to get them in the ground.
Yep, I hear you there. I hear you there. That's going to be a challenge.
Yeah, I've got a couple of cinder blocks, but I don't want to have to be carrying those. I'm trying to get things as light as possible. And I bought those new cable covers, and those aren't light. I haven't even had them out of the box yet. They're still sitting in the back of my car when I went and picked them up 2 weeks ago. So I got to get those out and see exactly how those are going to work. So I may venture out tonight and grab those out of the back of the car and get them down the basement and get them out of the box and see what I actually bought and how they're going to work. And if not, I may end up just going to where I was before, just in front of the other hangar, and instead of going further out. And then the building helps to act as a little bit of a wind block, at least from the south, so that might help.
Well, that could help. That could help. Be kind of neat if you get out to the front there on Jane's and use that fence for holding up your poles for putting the antenna up, if you had like a fiberglass fishing pole or something like that. Secure that and run that antenna down the line with the fence.
Yeah, I've done that before. And I did that for Dave one time. I put up one of the painter's poles 20 feet up or something, but I can put up even the poles that we normally use out of the military poles. And then I just used hose clamps and clamped it to the post. But I'm trying to get it out further and try and get it in the east or east-west direction as I've had it the last few years. And I did get the 40-meter filter, so I will be putting that in line to see if that helps weed anything out for me, help things. But if I get one of the digital stations also on 40-meter, I don't know, you know, it's not going to really help, I don't think so. We'll find out. It's an experimentation.
One step at a time. One step at a time. That's all you can do. And even if you're doing coaxial stubs, I don't think you can get them cut close enough to notch out the different parts of the band.
Yeah, the filter isn't. It covers basically everything of the band, so I don't know what filtering. I know my Yaesu has better filtering than the older 7300 I'm going to use, but I'm able to notch out quite a bit off of that. So I might even be, you know, if I took that one, but I don't want to take that one out of the shack. The other one's two cords. I unplug the power cord and I unplug the antenna and it's out. And I got a box to put it in. The 7300's got a lot more, or the Yaesu's got a lot more plugged into it. I don't want to have to unplug and try and get out of the cabinet. So we'll use what we've got and see what we get.
Well, that's all you can do. And you keep experimenting one step at a time until you get there.
Yeah, I'll probably pull the rig out in a couple of days. I'm going to bring the generator down the basement, at least to warm it up here for the next couple of days, and then get it back outside to get it started up. I started up about a month or so ago, but I'll get it down the basement so it warms up so I can check the oil and make sure everything's okay with that. And start getting the rest of the parts together. I know where everything is. It's down the basement. I just gotta kind of get it all into one pile or start getting it into their cases and bags and things so I can get it there. And I'm going to have to use the new vehicle, and I prefer to use the van to load all the stuff in so I don't screw anything up in the new vehicle, but my back doors aren't working on the van. I can lift the lid and get in, but I can't open the two bottom doors. So that makes it a little difficult to lift generator up and over the doors or cinder blocks or stuff like that. So I'll drop the seats on the new vehicle and throw a blanket over the seat so I don't scratch stuff up or tear leather or anything like that. The van's pretty impervious to any of that stuff, and it's weathered very well over the years, but I'm going to have to work on the back doors this summer.
Yep. Also, like, Bob, I just came in the front door, so I probably should go upstairs and see what's going on.
Yes, you should. You got to keep the other half happy, so I just passed Mackinac and Weiss, so be home in a couple of minutes. So have a good night. We'll talk to you on the internet tonight, KC8YBF.
KC8YBF.
Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 12 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good evening, 1900 hours. Clear. 11 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 10 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory.
Attention all radio operators. Please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. My name is Randall May. My call sign is KE8AHW, and I will be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on its repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz, with a TL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow radio operators, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, speak slowly, provide your name, location, and let us know if you have any traffic or an emergency. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from those operators who are mobile, on short time, or that plan on being in and out. If that's you, please call now.
Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Oscar Bravo K8GOB, Bob in Owasso. No traffic, no emergency, and I'm short time.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8PCQ, Dave, Bay City. I will be in and out. No traffic, guys. 7-3.
KD8MMH, Kilo Delta 8, Mike Hotel, Mike in Carlton Township. I will be in and out tonight, Randy. 7-3.
Okay, so far we got three operators. Is there anyone else? Anyone else who is going to be on short time, that are mobile, or plan on being in and out? If that's you, please call now.
This is N8NTN, November 8, November, Tango, November. In and out.
All right, very good. Next, we're going to move on to Echolink. Do we have any operators who are on Echolink who are planning on participating tonight? If that's you, please check in now if you're on an Echolink station. Again, do we have anyone on Echolink who is planning on participating tonight? If you're on Echolink and you wish to join us, please call in now. All right, very good. We have four people who checked in. That are in and out. We're going to start now with regular check-ins. If you're a regular check-in, please call in now.
This is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Run in Saginaw, no traffic.
Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy, 9 degrees.
This is Kilo Charlie 8 Victor Oscar Alpha Rick Saginaw Township. No traffic.
This is N8EUI Tom Saginaw Township. No traffic.
Dean W8DW. Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is KDA-PAC, Mini, Bart, no traffic.
Kilo, 8 Kilo, Charlie, India, KKCI, Jeff in Oakley, no traffic.
Again, are there any other regular check-ins? So far, we have six people for regular check-in. Is there anyone else who would like to join us tonight as a regular check-in? If so, please call in now. Okay, hearing none, we're going to start with KC8YVF Ron, and after Ron, KC8BOA Rick. KC8YVF, please go ahead.
Randy, you need to pick up your short time station, KE8ZOB, Bob, in Owosso. KE8ZOB is short time. Take him up, pick him up first, and then come back to me. You see, YVF.
KC8YVF, can you repeat the call sign?
The short time station was Kilo Echo 8 Zebra Oscar Bravo. That was Bob out in Owosso. He was your first short time station. You need to pick him up first and come back to me.
Roger that. I guess the repeater from here to Washington is not that really good. It's really noisy. But good evening, everybody. I stayed up so I can be part of the net. And I just want to say howdy to everybody. I don't know what the topic is or if there is one. I'm just sitting here enjoying the radio and listening to some music in the background. But I appreciate the net and all you guys out here. I learned a lot. Kilo Echo 8 and Julio Oscar Bravo. I don't know whom to pass it to, so I'm passing it back to net.
Thank you, KE8COB. All right, thank you for joining us. Our next operator is KC8YVF Ron. KC8YVF, please go ahead.
Thanks, Randy, for doing the net tonight. And for Bob getting in there from Owosso, good evening tonight. Well, like everybody else, a lot of the short times, I guess, are in and outs, are watching the maybe the football game tonight, Indiana and Miami for the college championships on tonight. So I have that going on down the basement in the background here. And sorry if it might be noisy. Also, I have a heater going on in the basement because I generally don't heat my basement. So it gets a little chilly down here when I'm on the radio. So throw a little portable heater on to keep me warm while I'm down here. But very, very cold day today, windy, nasty, not looking any better for the rest of the week. Matter of fact, the outlook Saturday is start of winter field day and a high of 6 for field day for us to get the antennas outside. I'm glad we are inside a building, but the first couple of hours are going to be mighty cold to get the antennas up. So we'd appreciate any help to come out and help us get those up so we can get up and out of the weather a little quicker. We'll dress for what we need to dress. Hopefully we do not get the winds with it like we had today. That was just brutal out there. For anybody, anything that had to be outside was not the place to be today. For me, weekend, stayed home most of the time, was in the basement doing projects, did do a little shopping, grocery shopping on Sunday, out and back as quick as we could get, and been staying around the house. Actually, just kind of too nasty to be outside. With that, I'll turn it back over to you. One other thing, coming up Thursday, next Aries training out at the airport. Let me break. 7 o'clock out at Harry Brown Airport for the next Aries training. We're going to be going over go kits. What's in your go kit? Well, it's been several years since we've gone over this topic, and I imagine a few people have changed radios, upgraded equipment. I know Rick's got a couple of new radios and a few other people, so I'm interested in what people have in their go kits now and what they're putting in. And we'll discuss, you know, the basic needs, what we should have in one, and what other people have to, as other ideas to add to yours. So the idea is to, bring your go kit, your HT go kit, bring that one only, and or bring a list of what you normally have in your go kit if you don't want to bring your go kit in. And we'll go over that on Thursday. Afterwards, we'll be discussing any last-minute plans for winter field day. We're planning on having 5 stations at least out there, 1 CW, 2 sideband, 2 digital. I'm not sure if they're all going to be on the air at the same time. We'll find out Saturday what's going on to what class we're going to be, but we will have at least 5 different operators out there at that time. So back to you, Randy. Thanks for doing that, KC8YVF.
Thank you, KC8YVF. Our next operator is KC8BOA, and after Rick, it's N8EY Tom. KC8BOA, please go ahead.
Well, good evening, Randy, and good evening to everybody on the net. I've been doing a lot of 3D printing here lately. I slacked off today. I didn't do any today. I did go out and try to scrape the driveway off. Did it twice. The third time I went out there, the wind got so bad, I just said, the heck with it. I went back inside and stayed in the warm side of the door. It was just too bad. So other than that, just been working on a couple radio projects for later in the year. Really haven't gotten too far into them just yet. I've been gathering up some pieces for it and so forth. Got a few things to repair yet here too as far as Fox Fang goes and so forth as well. So with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Net Control, and I'm going to say 73. I'm going to be one and done tonight. So, Randy, you can check me off the list there. So I'm going to say 73. Everyone have a wonderful night. KCAVOA.
Thank you for joining us, KCAVOA. All right, our next operator is N8EY. Then after Tom, WABW. N8EY, please go ahead.
Okay, thanks, Randy. This is N8EY. Good evening, everyone. Hope everybody's staying warm tonight. It's been getting cooler as the week, colder as the week progresses. I think they're talking about 20-degree wind chills on Friday. I don't know, I may cancel school for a lot of these kids, so we'll see. See, what's going on the other side of the house over here? We've been busy inside doing a lot of, like Rick, doing some 3D work. What I did is I had some trouble with my 3D printer. On the Y-axis, I had some flat spots on the wheels, the little bogey wheels that drive the build plate back and forth. There were some flat spots. I push it back and forth, and I could feel it, you know, some resistance, and then it would free up again. Some resistance. I looked at it, and it's just a very, very small flat spots on some of the wheels. So I ended up changing them over to a rail system. I got rid of the wheels, and now I got a slider system that slides on the rails, and it's a much smoother system, and I can actually print my 3D printers prints actually faster now because they don't, it's such a nice smooth travel in the XYZ axis. I'm very, very happy. I've been printing some stuff today and over the weekend, and everything's been turning out really, really nice. So, really happy with the rail system. Break real quick. Okay, so that's about it. Let's see what, I'm kind of busy. I was trying to get on the North American CUSO party, Sideband CUSO party. And I was on it for about an hour all weekend. Something would always come up. I had to take time off for that or this or that. So I was around the house doing stuff. I had to step up with my wife on a few errands over the weekend. So I only got on the contest for about an hour. I got about 25 contacts. It's not the best, but at least I got on it for a little while. It was fun while it lasted. So, let's see what else. I think that's somebody else. I'll probably think of something else between now and the 73 rounds. So I'm going to go. I'll toss it back to you, Randy, and thanks for doing the net. This is N8EY.
Thank you, N8EY. Our next operator, WABW, then after Dave. It's our Lady of the Air, KD8TAZ. W8DW, please go ahead.
Okay, real good there, Randy. KD8AZW, W8DW. Yeah, a little on the chilly side. Look, I've got 7 degrees right now, so a little on the cool side. I had to go out earlier this morning, earlier than I've been out for a while. It was cold, so and quite windy out here. Once I got into the towards the city a little bit, it wasn't bad at all. But out here, it was pretty bad, pretty as far as wind blowing. Been working on my third puzzle mini. Got the two of them with 1,000 pieces done. Right now I work on a 500 piece one, and it looks like it's harder than either one of the 1,000 piece. We'll see how that goes. I've been playing around with the Raspberry Pi. I've got one Raspberry Pi right now that was able to run Echolink, so I'm going to be playing with it. I'd like to switch over the Echolink onto it and shut down the regular computer that I have on Echolink on the Fusion repeater right now, so I'm going to try and do that. Right, we'll be, we'll have to start the that computer back up in the spring because I've got a web page on there that I need to be put on the air, but we'll be playing with that. Other than that, I'm planning on staying warm and staying in the house tomorrow anyway. Got a lot of little projects that I want to get done, and Mary's got a couple projects that she wants me to work on with her, so we'll see how that goes. Anyway, back to you there, Randy. Thanks for doing that. We'll be here for 73 round. KE8HW, W8DW.
Thank you, W8DW. Our next operator is KE8PAZ. Then after her, it's KAKCI. KE8PAZ, please go ahead. Well, good evening, KDAHW. This is KDAPAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the guys on here. It's good to hear everybody in here tonight. Even though it's cold, it's only 5 degrees out here in a little town of Burt here. And so I've been staying on this side of the door, staying warm, working on number 5's puzzle, Dave, and I got one more after that. This one I'm working on is 700 pieces. The next one is 1,000 pieces. So anyway, other than that, that's about all I've been doing. This is KD8PAZ, back to KD8AHW. Thank you, KD8PAZ, for being part of our group tonight. Our next operator is KKCI. And then, after him, it's KE8ZOB Bob, if he's still with us. So, K8KCI, if you're ready, please go ahead.
We thank you, Randy. Appreciate it. Yep, Burr is the name of the game. The old Wood Brothers been, I feel like I'm out there feeding the train engine going down the tracks. It's just keep throwing wood in and keeping the place warm, but other than that, yeah, it was a beautiful day today, you know. You just looked outside and just wanted to shut the curtains, so we understand. Yeah, the winter days and the winter field days, they all get along, and I think we're probably going to pass on our POTA little rig setup. I will be there to help, but I don't think I'm going to sit out there in this cold. Even if I had a heater in there, that was going to keep me nice and warm. I think it's a little too cold to do that one. But other than that, this is KCI, and we'll be back to net control.
Thank you for joining us, KCI. This is KEAHW for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association net on the K8DAC repeater. At this time, is there anyone else who would like to join tonight's net? If so, please call in now.
KF8DIC, Jack, Rochester.
Can you please repeat your call sign? I'm slightly dyslexic, and I'm sure I didn't write it down correctly. If you could please repeat it slowly, I'd greatly appreciate it.
KF8, Detroit, Rock City.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead and comment if you wish. Thanks for joining us.
Well, good evening, everyone. It's not much to report except cold weather. It's 9 degrees here in Rochester. And I've been on 10 meter. A few people called today, but yesterday it was with a lot of people from Italy. It was Italy, a lot of people from Italy calling. And that's all I have for you. KF8DRC.
Okay, thank you for joining us. I'll come back to you. All right, we're going to start at the top of our list. We'll see if KE8COB is with us. And after Bob, it'll be KC8YBF. KE8ZOB. If you're with us, please go ahead. All right, I'm not hearing from KE8ZOB. We're going to drop down to KC8YVF, and I'll check in with KE8ZOB again in a few minutes. KC8YVF, please go ahead.
Good evening again, Randy. For me, I was doing some 3D projects, printing projects over the weekend for the grandkids. My grandson sent me a text of something he found online, just a fidget toy, a tornado fidget that he found. Wanted one for him and his friend, so I printed those off over the weekend, and I did. I said, well, my granddaughter's going to want one too, so I printed her one. And then she's into Harry Potter things, so I found a book nook to go in, kind of a book holder to go in between the books of a Harry Potter scene. So I printed that off for her as well. And my daughter texted me tonight and says, hey, the cats really love those fidget toys. What else can you make? So they like those toys, too, to bat around in because they move and that. So I told her, well, I gave her the website where I get things from. I said, well, go on there and just do a search for cat toys and find what you like and let me know, and I'll print some off for you. But, yeah, I do cat springs. A lot of my cats like these springs, and we can buy them at the store, but I found a mold that I can make my own from, so I can take some unused filament that I have at the end of the spools and wind them up into cat springs for the cats. So we've got them all over the house. Cats love them. So little things like that work out, too. Everybody gets some enjoyment out of it. Like I said, rest of the week I got work. Tonight I was getting things. I brought my generator in the basement, so let it warm up so I could check the oil and make sure everything on that looks good. I'll get it started up. I checked my coax tonight. Find what footage, and most of these I mark the footage on, at least of the larger ones. I'll measure them out and mark those. So where I'm planning to put the antenna this year out at the airport's about 250 feet away. So I will need three links that I have here to get me that distance. But I just total up tonight. I've got close to 500 feet of coax of various sizes sitting in my coax bag that I need. So I should be good there. And getting a few more parts together, I'll start tomorrow night to start to get things in their boxes and bags and things for Saturday. And so I can have everything ready to go. I'll pack it up on Saturday morning because I don't want to leave it in the vehicle with the temperatures that cold, especially any of the radios or anything. So I'll pack some things that night, and other things I'll wait till the morning to do it. So thanks, Randy, for doing the net. Everyone have a great rest of the week. Stay warm, and stay off the roads if you don't need to. We're supposed to get some more snow Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, another 2 to 3 inches, so it could slick things up again. We'll talk to you next week or Thursday night at the Aries meeting, Saturday out at the Winter Field Day, and if not, next week. This is KC8YVF, back to that.
Thank you, KC8YVF. Our next operator is N8EUY. Then after Tom, it's W8DW, Dave. N8EUY, please go ahead.
Okay, thanks, Randy. This is N8EUY again. Yeah, I had the same issue with the driveway today. Today's trash pickup day, so I looked and I saw that one of the lids had blown up, opened up on the recycle bin. So I went outside to close it, and I turned around and it blew open again. I said, the heck with it, here to go. And then I went and got my shovel and started pushing the snow off the driveway. Our driveway faces the south. With the west wind, it was kind of filling up, so I took the shovel and I scraped off the driveway, and then my wife and I, we had to step out an hour later and look, and the driveway was starting to fill in again. I said, I'm not going to do that again, so I just let it go. Well, the wind went to my favor, and it ended up clearing the snow, continued blowing the snow past off the driveway into the grass. So basically, when we got home from our errand, the driveway was bare, so it worked out in my favor. How about that? Break real quick. And, yeah, I'm printing some stuff, some little things with the printer. I'm just doing some little, putting some items, you know, the rail system. I just want to, just, I don't want to print anything large. So I'm printing these SO239 caps, threaded caps. They screw on your the back of your radio. So I'm going to make one for my field day radio so that I don't accidentally bang it up against a wall or up against something, you know, solid so it would bugger up the connector, so I'm going to put these threaded connectors on, and all my accessories I have too. I'm just going to put those connectors on. It kind of protects it from getting banged around if it does. I carry my field day stuff in those Harbor Freight cases. They're kind of like those Pelican knockoffs, but they're half the price. And so I have all my ham radio equipment in those cases to protect them. But you just never know, you know, if I bang up against the wall or if I drop the radio and it bangs the connector on the on the floor, doesn't bugger up the connector at all. Protects a little bit. So I'm printing about 9 of those because I got a lot of accessories. With the digital setup, I have all these my signal link and all these other connectors. They have to have, you know, some kind of protection. So I'm making these connectors. So it's about halfway done printing right now. So. And that's about it for me on this end. I'm going to tell everybody 73 tonight, and hopefully see some of you at the, or all of you, many of you at the Aries meeting. And if not, Winter Field Day, which I'm looking forward to. I'm going to have to deal with the cold, but we'll get through it. And if not, you know, we'll listen to everybody. We'll talk to everybody next Monday night. So until then, this is NAEUI saying good night. Everybody stay warm and have a good week. Good night.
Thank you, NAEUI. Our next operator is WADW, and after Dave, it's KDATAZ, Minnie. WADW, please go ahead.
Looking real good there, Randy. Don't have a whole lot more for the net, just everybody try and stay warm. Thanks for doing the net, and catch everyone down the log. Back to you there, Randy, KDATHW, WADW.
Thank you, WADW. Our next operator, KD8DAZ, and then KAKCI. KD8DAZ, please go ahead.
Good evening there again, Randy. This is KD8DAZ. I'll say good evening to Jack there. Good to hear him in there. And I hope everybody has a good meeting on Thursday night and a good winter's field day on Saturday and Sunday. I won't be there. I'll be sitting here at home, probably working on another puzzle. But other than that, I'm staying inside on this side of the door, staying warm. And this is KD8DAZ back to KD8AHW.
Thank you, KAKAZ, our next operator, KAKCI, and then after him, KF8DIC, and then we have our last operator I'll try to reach out to again, KE8COB. So, starting at the top of this short list, KAKCI, please go ahead.
Thank you, Randy, we appreciate it. And I think Bob, he was a short time, so that means basically it's he's going to be one and out. So I'm thinking he was on the 7 o'clock net. He ran that one, so he's probably one and out on that. So everybody's got a different determination on one and done and short time. But anyways, nope. The only thing I do want to add is Dave, Bob is a FT8 guy, and I think you guys need to connect to him so that he can get with you guys on your little thing. He's trying to learn scan also, so he'd be a very good one. So that's KE8ZOB, and you can reach him pretty much on this repeater or on the OASO. And if you need more info, shoot me an email, and I'd be more than happy to hook you guys together. So, other than that, stay warm, and we will see you guys 9 o'clock. Well, I guess Thursday. I'm going to try to make it on Thursday to the Harry's meeting, and I'll be there on Saturday morning now. So, KKCI, back to net control.
Thank you, KKCI. Okay, our next operator, KFAPIC, are you with us? And if so, please go ahead.
Well, thank you, Randy. The name here is Jack, J-A-C-K, K-F-A-D-I-C. Thank you for winning tonight. And not much to report except the cold weather. It just sounds like the whole week except Saturday will drop here to 7-degree weather. So everyone have a good evening and stay out of the cold. W-I-K-F-A-D-I-C.
Thank you for joining us, KFAPIC. Okay, I'll try one more time. Is KE8COB with us? And if so, please go ahead. Okay, he's not here. He was just a short time. This is KEAAW for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Net on the KADAC repeater. Is there anyone else who'd like to join the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net? Anyone else? If so, please call in now.
This is Whiskey Delta 8 Kilo Lima Lima, WD8KLL. The name is Greg, and I'm located in Burton, and I'll be in and out.
Well, WDAKLL, thank you for joining us this evening. All right. Are there any other closing comments or announcements that someone would like to make for tonight's net? Okay, hearing none. Tonight, including myself, we had a total of 14 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those operators who participated in tonight's net. This is Randall May, KEAAHW. This net is now closed, and we're returning the frequency back to normal amateur radio use. 7-3 to everyone. Have a great night. May God bless us.
Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good evening. 22 hours. Clear. 8 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good evening, 23 hours, clear, 8 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory.